Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We told you yesterday that state lawmakers have placed a measure on the November ballot that would add the right to abortion and contraceptives to the California Constitution. But what exactly would it change? KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says not much.
State law allows abortions before the fetus is viable. After viability, abortions can happen, but only if a doctor determines a pregnant person's life or health is in danger. Experts say the proposed amendment wouldn't change that. The measure would add a, quote, fundamental right to choose to have an abortion to the state constitution. That's pretty broad language. UCLA law professor Carrie Franklin says it was written that way on purpose.
Constitutions are written in broad terms because they're kind of like the skeleton outline of the legal system of the jurisdiction. This amendment talks of reproductive freedom. It will join provisions in the California Constitution that protects things like liberty, privacy, and equal protection.
Privacy rights embedded in the Constitution have long been interpreted to protect the right to abortion, but the amendment's backers say they want to avoid any ambiguity. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Remember the 3,500-pound stash of illegal fireworks seized Monday inside a house and storage unit in Azusa? Well, now L.A. County prosecutors say the Azusa PD actually seized 7 tons of illegal fireworks. After a one-day delay, the L.A. City Council has okayed a hike in the minimum wage for healthcare workers at private hospitals and clinics, $25 an hour. Jose Sanchez transports patients. He told the City Council he's struggling to make ends meet.
It's tough during these times with inflation and gas prices at an all-time high. I can barely put food on the table for my family. It's embarrassing to say, but I've been taking out loans to stay afloat and keep a roof above my family. I started to default on some loans, and it's getting to the point where I cannot keep doing it.
A group backed by the healthcare industry fought the pay hike. It claims the vast majority of healthcare workers in L.A. are not included because they work at public hospitals and clinics. Griffith Park is great for walking, hiking, and biking, except when drivers speed through to avoid freeway traffic. KPCC transportation reporter Ryan Fonseca says now part of the park is closed to cars.
Starting this week, Griffith Park Drive is closed to private vehicles from the Travel Town Museum to Mount Hollywood Drive. That's in the northern section of the park off Zoo Drive. The car ban is a test run on a multi-phase city plan to make Griffith Park safer and more accessible for people walking, biking, and riding horses. Officials say cut-through drivers frequently speed on the park's roads. Combine that with a lack of safety features for cyclists, pedestrians, and equestrians, and it's a recipe for danger. City Councilmember Nithya Raman said the plan has been in the works for a while, and more safety improvements are needed.
We have a lot of potential in the streets that are within Griffith Park and outside of Griffith Park to think about interventions that can really protect users of these spaces who are walking, who are riding horses or bicycles, and really make it a safe place for everyone.
The car ban is temporary, but right now indefinite, Raman said. City officials are also exploring long-term safety upgrades for about 5 miles of park road along Griffith Park Drive and Crystal Springs Drive. That could include speed feedback signs, raised crosswalks, protected bike lanes, plus limiting on-street parking and reducing car lanes. I'm Ryan Fonseca.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism.
One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.